You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Israeli parliament recently passed a law that would ban the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, more commonly known as the UNRWA, from operating in Israel and East Jerusalem. I spoke to senior lecturer in the Faculty of Education and Social Work, Dr. Ritesh Shaw, about this ruling and what this will mean for those relying on the services of the UNRWA amidst the humanitarian crisis in Palestine. The Israeli parliament has recently decided to ban the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, otherwise known as the UNRWA, from operating in Israel and East Jerusalem. Could you explain what the UNRWA is and what they provide for those who are unaware?
So UNRWA, as I'll call it, was set up in 1949, and it was set up to provide relief and work support to Palestinians who were displaced in the period between around 1945 and 1948, when the State of Israel was created. And so these are Palestinians who were forcibly removed off their lands in what became the State of Israel and found themselves in surrounding countries or regions. So effectively, UNRWA is a service provider. They provide education, health, finance, even food supplies to Palestinian refugees who reside in either West Bank, Gaza, Jerusalem, Jordan, or Syria, and Lebanon. And so, and this is because they are seen in these locations as not permanently resettled, but actually continuing to hold refugee status with the idea of having the right of return to their lands one day.
And what has the backlash looked like regarding this move?
Well, it's been strongly condemned by a number of governments, including some of Israel's closest allies. A number of foreign ministers have publicly lambasted the decision by the Knesset and noted that this will effectively cripple any form of humanitarian assistance, particularly into Gaza at present time. I think what's been interesting and possibly concerning is that our own government has been absolutely silent on this. We haven't seen any member of our government come out and make any form of a statement about why this decision is problematic, condemning the actions taken by the Israeli government in this regard, and reinstating New Zealand's commitment to kind of an international rules-based order, which is a kind of a benchmark of our foreign policy.
Are there adequate alternatives to the support services provided by the UNRWA in these regions?
No. The simple answer is no. UNRWA, as I said, is a service provider. And it's the largest service provider that exists in that region. So if we were to take, for instance, services in Gaza at present, while there are other humanitarian organizations and the UN agencies involved in helping to procure things like food and vaccines and so on, it is UNRWA who is the entity who is actually distributing, delivering, and providing those services on the ground in Gaza at present. So when UNRWA loses that mandate to be able to function in Gaza, there are significant concerns about who will step in to provide that service instead. Now, the Israelis have kind of signaled on a couple of different occasions now that what they want to do is to take over that process. And rather than using the military, which is what they tried doing earlier in the year with quite a disaster when civilians were shot, is to now use private contractors to do so. But the issue with that is that when you have private actors involved in delivering aid and assistance, there is no protection of neutrality or impartiality of the provision of that service. And that carries a huge risk in an active war zone.
Can Israel legally do this? Would this violate international law?
Yes. It is a violation of international law, and it's actually a violation of the most recent rulings of the International Criminal Court, which basically said that Israel needed to greatly increase the amount of humanitarian support and assistance going in and into Gaza to prevent a genocide. And yet this decision really flies in the face of this. It will significantly limit the capacity for any sort of aid and assistance to reach into Gaza, but also to ensure that services continue to be provided to, for example, 600,000 children in terms of education in other parts of the region, Palestinian refugees who might otherwise lose that access to education.
Israel had previously alleged 19 UNRWA workers were members of Hamas. Findings conducted by the UN subsequently found 10 may have had links to the group and were subsequently fired. However, the organization did not find further information to support the other cases. Following these accusations, multiple countries either halted funding or completely stopped funding to the UNRWA. What have the implications of this lack of funding and the accusations been like for supplying aid to Palestinians?
Well, it's a bit of an ongoing story. So the assault on UNRWA is not a new one. It's a long-standing assault which has occurred specifically from Israel and some of its allies, and it revolves around this concern that is maintaining and perpetuating this idea of the right of return for Palestinian refugees and maintaining the status of them as a displaced people. So it's a political issue, and this is why UNRWA has been under assault for not just the recent times, but for at least a few decades. In terms of the impact of the kind of pauses in funding, the reality is that most countries, following the release of those reports, have made a decision to reinstigate their funding. The United States is the only country that has withheld funding temporarily for now, but that has been made up by with other donors coming in, particularly Arab states, and funding more of UNRWA's costs. But the reality is that UNRWA depends on the kind of the generosity of member states to keep its mandate going, but unfortunately, it's a political agenda. And until there is kind of a political will to address the underwriting cause of the conflict, which is the displacement of Palestinians from 1948, UNRWA's mandate is going to need to continue.
Regarding the ban of the UNRWA from operating in Israel and East Jerusalem, how detrimental will this be for those relying on these services?
Hugely. As I mentioned, that it will affect the education of around 650,000 children who don't have access to education otherwise. But this also means that many hundreds of thousands of Palestinians will lose access to health care and access to any form of economic support. So this is a huge impact. And while the law says that it's really about UNRWA's operation within Israel, Israel is the one who determines UNRWA's ability to operate and function within West Bank and Gaza. It needs that requirement and a permission from the Israeli authorities to both access and enter into these areas. So if UNRWA is one, not permitted and recognized as an entity within Israel, and two, labeled a terrorist organization, which is the other part of this legislation, then it means that UNRWA has no ability to coordinate or engage in any sort of work with the Israeli authorities.
And what will this mean heading forward regarding the humanitarian crisis in Gaza?
It could spell absolute disaster, I think. If they follow through with this, then it will mean that effectively the already small trickle of aid that is able to get into Gaza will be even more limited. It also means that the distribution of that aid within Gaza will have no way of actually reaching those it needs to. So there's significant concerns around whether or not any sort of aid will make it into Gaza and how that will happen. And as of now, there hasn't been a clear articulation of a plan from the Israelis as to what the alternative will be. And so that then raises the question of, is this just another way of the Israelis moving towards really an act of genocide, something that the International Criminal Court has already warned the Israelis that it needed to take action to avoid, and which the United States just last month gave the Israelis a month to increase the amount of aid that was reaching into Gaza. So how the Israelis will now manage to do this and meet these pressures is yet to be seen.
That was senior lecturer in the Faculty of Education Social Work, Dr. Ritesh Saur, about Israel banning the UNRWA from operating in Israel and East Jerusalem.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.